The Mishnah says in Parak Beis Mishnah Zayin, and the Machlekes goes out throughout the next few Mishnahs. The Mishnah says, if someone's manich can kind of bereish a gag nagvon, when it's small mayim, that means you put them on the gag for carrot, that there shouldn't be water, and shalai b'kavan, water came in. So there's machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shur. Rabbi Eliezer says, if there's eines geshamim and kamat mayim bebar yishaver, you need those two tanaim. And Rabbi Shur says, ben kach yishaver ayichva. The Rash is mazver, what are these two tanaim? So he says that Aynes Gesham means that you need to have a roiv. He says that you need to have a roiv of Mayim Ksherim, of Mayim, of Megesham that come either before or after. And as long as there's no revius, because when you break it, we're scared that there's going to be a revius. When you break it, we're scared that when you hit it, it's not going to, before it breaks, the revius is going to come out. So we're chayshish that there's going to be a revius tchila in the bar, and Rabbi Eliezer Shtas holds a revius tchila is going to pass the mikvah. So there's two shittas of Rabbi Eliezer, and that's why you need to be mekayem both of them. And he says that shvira works with the Teres Hamshacha, meaning hagam. I'm sorry, Shabbat Nakam. The Rash learns that it's regular shuvim, and for Karek we could have been speaking about a regular case of shuvim. Says Agat Orche that the Mishnah picked this case because it's a lot of times to put things on the roof on Agman, but otherwise that's Mitzrei Shuvim, and the Heter over here is Hamshacha. And Rabbi Shua says that you don't need these two Tnam because he's Chelik on the Revist passing Tchila, and also he holds that Hamshacha Bekula is Mutter. That's Shittas Harash. And the Rosh is a two Akashitas in the Mishnah. The Rosh says, Faket, the Teres Kainim says that if there's Tfisis Yidei Adam, like putting Mamish this case of Menich and Kanaber Shagai, then that's not a problem. So it's not a problem with Shuvim. And Rabbi Eliezer, so Batsim, there's no problem shooting the Chalal. So Rabbi Shua says, Yishaver, you don't need, there's no Amshacha, Yishaver, no Amshacha, and you don't need any Amshacha, you don't need anything. Okay. Okay. Yeah. The Rosh doesn't go with Hamshach. He says no psul b'chlal. It's not shuvim. And the Eliezer has a different psul. He says he needs some sort of tarubas mayim, or else there's a problem. Then it's going to be too much tizdel. But otherwise, that's him, it's not shuvim, and there's no problem of you won't need amshachim. Just speak out. The Rash says, where's the shuvim? If the Teres Kenim says lahedya that maniach can kind of the gag is not a problem, so where's the shuvim? So the Rash says there's actually that when he pours into the bar, there's actually that he wants the mayim from the kankanim to go into the bar, he's machshav it as being in the kankanim, and through that, he's through him being machshav that he wants the mayim contained in the kankanim, he's putting that into the bar. So through that, he's making shuv. He's machshav the shiva of the. He's machshav the shiva of the chavis as his own to use to put into the bar.
Even by Shvira,
and Kriya, or else he didn't answer, he asked about everything. He says, Yera, why do you use Allah in Yera? Because that's the Akshay. The Akshay is that he wants to pour it into the bar. So Nechanam, it's coming Aliday Shvira, Aliday Kriya, but the Yera is that he's doing it by Eifrin, he's being makshiv that as a pouring. He's being makshiv by putting it into the bar, that's like a pouring, and that and the middle of the holding of the chadis is being misafis thing. Epshit Sarash and the Rosh two shittas if the chal wahamin shuvim there or there's no problem shuvim the chal. The Rav, all the Chanan is the Archivet to Rashi. The Rav starts off and says, and touches the beginning of the mission, he says that, what's Lenagvon? Vidafka Lenagvon Shlem is Chavin Lekabala Maim. Lekach Lenas to Shuvim. We're talking about that it wasn't Shuvim because he didn't have Kavana. You don't have Kavana. He finishes off, which is a little not so clear, he finishes off the Chsiv Ach Mainubar. The Pasuk says Ach Mainubar. Mam Main Shein Beit Tfisas Yideodim, Av Bar Shein Beit Tfisas Yideodim. Just like a mind doesn't have tefisah de'adam, so too a bar can have tefisah de'adam, doesn't have tefisah de'adam. The shaila is, and the mele what? That should be a reason. Av bar shem tefisah de'adam. It sounds like that should be a reason why it's a problem, because you need to make sure that there's no tefisah de'adam. Also, if you check Teres Kainim doesn't say that. Teres Kainim says, Although I can ask that Achman Man Mind Bide Shemaim, Ach Mikva Bide Shemaim, and Fakar from Bar, we learn out that Kankanim that are put when Achman is not a problem, even though there is Tfiz De'adam. So a lot of Achranim say it's a Tay Sefer. Maybe we'll try to help that out a little bit. But the Iker problem is that the Rav at the end touches the entire mission like the Rash and says, Yimi Amshacha, and the Shvirim Tfiz is going to blight up Amshacha, and Einis Gesham is Habshacha with Rav. So Yimamish goes the entire mission like the Rash. The beginning he says very clearly that Lekach Le'Nasu Shuvin. So why would you name Habshacha if it's not Nasu Shuvin? As I fact, a bunch of Achronim, that what's Pshan in the Rav? Yeah, so first I want to be makdim, what is the Habshacha of Shvura? I think the one like this, but I saw the Chaznish says the Hamshach of Shvura is that the problem with Shuvim is that the Mayim can't be poured from a Kli into the Mikvah, and when you break the Kli, so now it became a Shever Kli. So it went from a Kli to a Shever Kli into the Mikvah. So that's Hamshach. Just like Hamshach, you're putting it, you're making a Hefsik between the Kli and on the Karka into the Mikvah. So too, by breaking it, you're putting it to a Shever Kli and then getting into the mikvah. So there's two problems with that. One problem is that that's only if you learn that the problem of shuvim is the ma'al of hamshach is that there needs to be a hefsik between the kli and the mikvah. But if the ma'al of shuvim is prescribing tumura as tzitzadim that you're making ice shuvim, so how did that help over here? He says over there you need comes mekarka. So by putting into a shaver kli, why would that make it a shuv? That's one R. The other R is it's very shver. I'm very shver. The Mishnah Ches it speaks about the atzitz in the bar, and Rabbi Shua says over there that even if it becomes shuvim, still. Benkach Yishavar, according to the Rash, Benkach Yishavar, it's Shuvim, but the Shvura is going to make it, is going to blight by Mshacha, so it's going to be matter, the Shuvim in the Atzitz. The question is, over there, the Mayim, Kipshuta, is, the Kipshuta, the whole thing is underwater. So you're making a Shvira underwater, and the second you make that shvira, it goes into the mikvah. So it didn't really stop in the shever kli to go into the mikvah. The second you break that hole, you're now it's now going in the at the exact same time. It's going straight into the mikvah. It's the same time that it blights the shever kli, it's also going to the mikvah. So there's no really hefsik in between the kli and the mikvah there. What? In according to the Rashi, Rav Shua says benkach, meaning even if it's not tzach malgav, so it's regular shuvim, and Yishaver he wants to be matur with hamshacha, so over there the hamshacha is a little hard. So the other mal could be, I think the one like this that the shvura laying blights the hamshacha, meaning the yisaid of the shuvim is that it's being held and contained in the kli, and al yidei the Al Yidei the Shvura, the person is taking it out by breaking the kli, so he's breaking that containment and stelling back that the eifin, how it's coming into the mikvah is not being contained and being held, but it's coming in. He's breaking this that the kli is being shaved is breaking and uncontaining that mayim and making it not being held anymore. So it's coming to the mikvah not being held. So that is a hafka in the shuv. So that's from the Rash. Why shvu be amshachah? Oh, so back to the Rav. The question is still in the Rav that the Rav started with the Rosh, and he finished off with the Rash amshachah. If it's not shuvim, so why does he need amshachah to shvu and kfir? And the question is also in the Rambam. The Rambam appears from Mishnayis. Also goes like the Rosh, says very clearly, learns the Teres Kainim like the Rosh, and the Machlekes is, if there's Tfisis Ideodim or not, but what the Darga of Tfisis Ideodim is, if leaving Kankanam Resh Agag is a problem, is considered Tfisis Ideodim, but then he fears Eis, it depends which Ram you have in Pirish Mishnais, but which translation, but he fears Eis over here. The Nigru Eila Maim and Eskapsu Bebar, and the other ones that have the Nimshach Eila Maim and Eskapsu Bebar, that when you break the Kli, the Maim is Nimshach and goes into the bar. So it could be Malchane, Nimshach means just whatever, and then it goes straight in. But the Lashon of a Nimshach sounds like it's working with Hamshacha. Why would the Rambam? It sounds like he's setting up like the Rash, that like the Rav, that you need Hamshacha, even though there's no problem with Shuvim. So how does that work? So the Tais Yamtiv, let's speak out now, we'll speak out in a minute anyway, but the Tais Yamtiv asks, he's basically asking a different kasha. The Tais Yamtiv asks that the Rav and the Rambam in Pirsha Mishnah say that you need to come on to Amshacha in Rabbi Shua says, Ben Gach Shavar, it's coming on to Amshacha. And Rabbi Shua holds that Amshacha Bekuloi works. So frakta Tais Yamtiv, that's a stira, we paskin that Amshacha only works if you have Rav Maim Kshem. So how could we paskin, the Ram and the Rav both say, that the Halach Zayk Rav Yeshua, that Amshacha B'Kuloi works. So it's a stira in Psak. But Al-Kwani, you see, Clara, he's learning the Rambam, that the Ram's learning that it's with Amshacha. Rukrega asks over there, and he says he doesn't understand. Like that is Shach Koshia, because Amayim Baramam Yer this related like the Rosh, and doesn't say what about Amshacha. So Kinnera wasn't so clear that the translation or Amshacha Al Piyabar you could be Matcha, and especially in Yad he seems to go Mamsh like the Rosh. So Rukrega says that the Ram Pishim Shnei something like that, but the Tais Yamtiv Zichel learns Ram like that. So Vayter Shver the Astira that. If it's not Shuvim, like the Teres Kainim says, then why would you need Hamshacha? So it could be you can answer that the Pri Yitzchak has he said in the whole sugya here of Hamshacha that he says there's two dinim in Maim Shuvim, there's two psalm in Maim Shuvim. There's one psalm that Gimel Lugan Pasels, if it's Shav, if there's a psalm in the Maim, it's Shav. So the Maim Shuvim of Gimel Lugan is going to Pasel. And there's another psal that besides for the mind being shav, there's another psal that the mikvah needs to be made bidei shemaim, and it can't be made bidei adam. He says that's why hamshacha, the whole machlekes of hamshacha, if you need rav megisham or not, the hamshacha, the reason why you need rav megisham, his masber is because of these two dinim. He says, he brings from the halachas, the Tshuvas halachas katanas, he says, Rav wouldn't pass to, I mean, he's asking, why do you have a Niyam Shacha? Just say Rav, you have Maim Shuvim, just say Rav. So he said, he's understanding that Maim Shuvim is not Maim Mikvah B'chol, it's not the right Maim for Mikvah. So he says, Rav is not going to help because you don't have the Shir, you probably don't have the Shir, Rav is not going to give you the Shir, Maim Shuvim is not the right mayim for the mikvah. It can't be mashlam. So Rav is not going to help you for that. So Zakhtar, He said that that's why Niyam Shachar, to take off the din of Mayim Shuvim, the Psul, and the Mayim, Niyam Shachar. And now, even with Am Shachar, there's a different problem. L'maisa, this water came al yidei Adam. It came b'day Adam. So for that, you need the din of Raiv. And with Raiv, we're going to see that the Asiyah of the Mikvah was Raiv b'day Shemayim. So that could be Kaveh, Rubi Kekula, it could be Kaveh, the Asiyah of the Mikvah is b'day Shemayim. But Avadei can't help to kasha the Mayim itself. So,
and Am Shachar doesn't help for that then.
And Am Shachar doesn't help for that. Right, Am Shachar doesn't help for that then because the way I understood it was the shuvah was gerim, the water's in the mikvah, so mela.
Which rishon is he on?
He's going to heaven. Yeah, it's the rice, the rabban, and he's going to heaven. So if you say that there are two dinim, it sounds like the rab is understanding that Enechanami, you need kavana to make it shuvim. To make it that it's shav, it needs to be held, you need kavana to hold it. But the achshave that the Rash says that you're machshave because you're using it to put into the mikvah, that achshave, even though it's not going to make it that your mom is holding it, but by being machshave, you're using the kli to put into the mikvah, so it's coming in bidei Adam. And enechanami, there's no real psul shuvim, but there's still a psul bidei Adam. Could be the Rav, the Lashon a little mishubish, so it's a little hard to know, but the Rav does say, my mind shame between the Adam, Av Bar shame between the Adam. He's coming to say that you see that you need tvisis yidei shemayim. It needs to be yidei shemayim. It can't be with the tvis de Adam. So one thing Yishtaldevek is that it's not true. And number two, Zakta, that it needs to be dafka bidei shemayim and memelo hagam. There's no psov shuvim, but still there's a psov of bidei shemayim. Oh, and over here Am Shachar would work. So the pshat is because the shvura is going to make it that if he's putting it into the mikvah, v'tarish shvura means he's kilu being mevatel achshve. He is machshve that he wants to use it, the kli to put into the mikvah, but he wants to use it as a shvura. Means he doesn't want it to be have a teres kli to put into the mikvah. So mamela, he's being mevatel that bidei adam that we would be using with the kli. So mamela is no problem with deshma. What?
So why does Ruben not work?
Why does?
Why does Ruben not work?
Why does Ruben not?
What? Yeah, I thought Ruben maybe
shows. Is why going to be cooler?
Yeah.
Going to Rav Lazar.
Yeah.
It's a good shaila. I don't know for sure, but I would think that answers Taizyam's kasha. Taizyam asks a stira. That he has a steer in psak is does Rav do you need Rav make jam or kula works because the pasan Rabbi Shua dafka over here where there was no kavana so and there's only a problem of bidei shemaim so where there's real shuva bittel's not going to work. Bittel can't take care of Mayim Shuvim. You can't just be Mvatel Mayim Shuvim. So you need Rav Mayim Ksherim, because then the Asiya is made Bidei Shemayim and not Bidei Adam. Then we could say Rav is Bidei Shemayim. That's considered the Asiya is made Bidei Shemayim.
Don't you say the Shvir makes it not made Bidei Shemayim in the first place? It's like getting out of the issue
is not Machshir? The Shvira. Yeah, so that's why you could have a Kulay with Hamshacha. What's Rav Rambam Elazar? You don't know what's Machlagis? I'm not being Mazmir the Machlagis, klar. But Rav Shua means it's not going to be a stirim. It's not going to be a stirim sack, right? It's not going to be a stirim sack because over here the Hamshacha is taking care of the of this problem of making a bidei of making bidei Adam. Also, you're being mafkir that it's not made bidei Adam. So Mamela, the entire mikvah could be like that.
Also, I explained kfiya.
Kfiya also. Kfiya also, he's taking from Nachmal Kfiya. Saying Kfiya is Amshacha. Right. Yeah, I'll explain with the next moment. I'll explain because there's another cash on the Rav. This gets a little harder, but the Rav, there's a Rav in Mishnah Dal, in Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph. The Rav says that the Mishnah is talking about Mnich Kiyam Tachzat Siner. And the Echad Kelim Gedolim and Echad Kelim Ketanim is Pais Masa Mikvah. Kli Avam and Kli Adam is Pais Masa Mikvah. Kids are Kavana, you put on the Tzina and you're having Kavana over there. And over there is a case of regular Shuvim. And the Allah is Pais Masa Mikvah. The Rav says over there, Kli Avam are Chashivi Kelim Lifts Masa Mikvah. Afilu im shavram ay kafaisam. Even with shvira and kfir, the loy domi lomaniach can kanim reisha gag v'nagva. So the Rav says that when you put a kli under the tzina, you pass the mikvah, and then you use that and you put in the mikvah, you pass the mikvah, and he says, and shvira and kfir are not going to help, and it's different than can kanim reisha gag v'nagva. So the Mishnah Achrona asks that. It's a steer to the Rav. The Rav goes like the Rash that Shvira and Kfir blib a Hamshacha. So if it blibs Hamshacha, so it should work for a regular Shuvan also, which the Rash learns our entire Mishnah Kankanim Rejgag and Agman. So why is it any different than Meneach? Why is Meneach Kelim Tachzad Sinner different than putting the Kankanim Rejgag and Agman? So he says that the Rav went like the Rash over there, and he's going like the Rash over here. He's going like the Rash, so Mamela, there is no Amshacha. So Mamela, there is no Amshacha. So Mamela, that's why Shvir and Kfir don't work when you have real Shuvim, but Kankan Bresh Agag, where there's a problem of maybe Tfis the Adam, so Mamela you need Shvir. That's what he says for the Rav. But it sounds like the Rav is saying B'chiddush that if you go that the Rav Taka had a psul of Tvis B'de'adam, it sounds like the Rav is saying that Shvir and Kfir will not help for real Shuvan, but it will help when you have Shuvan Maliday without a Kavana, by a case of Lenagma. So maybe you can explain it that the Rav is telling us that it doesn't just help to put the water on the floor. That's not enough for Amshacha. The eifin of how it became Shuvim, that's the eifin of how you need to be mafkir the Shuvim. Meaning, if you have Kavana, or you're Shaiv the Maim Lahedya, or you have Kavana Lahedya to, you put a kli and then it fills up. So you're Lahedya filling it up to and then you're making Shuvim, you Lahedya made Shuvim. So over there, the Shvira and Kfir are not going to work. You need to pour it out. You need to put it on the floor to be mafkia, the sham shuvim. Meaning, shvir and kfir only help to be mevatel your achshavei to make it that your asiyah should be b'day adam because you're pouring it out. But if you're being shaver, then should be mevatel. Kfir avivait you nachmal. Kfir also. Then kfir also, right? Kfir, you're using the kli to pour it out. It means you're tilting on the side and it's going through the kli, and then you're pouring it out. So kfir, it's only from the Rav that avivait. It was taka shuvim. You made a shuvim, by a real shuvim. By kfir also, when you pour it out, you're pouring it out in a eifin of keeping it contained, and it should go just like when you pour it over the mikvah. It goes straight into the mikvah from a kli, so you're pouring it lahedi into the mikvah. It stays as maim shuvim. There was a hafsik went through the avir. Good, but you're pouring it into the mikvah as being shav, as being contained. So by kfir also, when you put it down, if it was shav, so then you're pouring it out in that contained state. So mamela fakar, you're keeping it contained. And you're pouring it out that way. Mashenkin, if it was never mashenkin by kankanim reish agag. If it was never shav in the first place, and you're just taking care of this problem of nasbi de adam, so with kviya, what you're doing is you're taking it out. It was never shav. You're not keeping it in the contained state because it was never contained in the first place. And for care, you're pouring it out. You're pouring it out straight into the mikvah. So we'll take care of the problem of b'dei shemam.
So in the case of the Mishnah says,